There are some exciting developments in Michigan's tourism industry as we approach the summer season. With expectations running high for robust demand, businesses across the state are gearing up to capitalize on the influx of visitors. From Mackinac Island, where the historic Grand Hotel undergoes a two-year restoration, to the Traverse City area, where four new hotels are set to open along the shores of Lake Michigan, the landscape of Michigan's hospitality sector, boy, it's really evolving rapidly. On the JR Morning Live line, talk more about it is Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. Justin, welcome to JR Morning.
Lloyd, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Pure Michigan Tourism's advertising funding, as you know, decreased about $15 million from roughly $40 million during the past two budget cycles. I know you guys are hoping to secure about $50 million for Pure Michigan for the campaign. Where does that stand as of now?
Well, still early in the budget process, but we got some great news last week. One of the House subcommittees that has the Pure Michigan budget in it increased funding recommendation to $40 million. That's a big step in the right direction. I know it's a little short of the $50 million that the Hospitality and Tourism Alliance are asking for and suggest is needed, but that's a huge step in the right direction. It shows value for a program that we think, you know, pays for itself several times over.
Go ahead. Oh,
how optimistic are you feeling about the upcoming season after challenges of the past year? Like, you know, we had a mild winter and it impacted snow-related businesses.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that. It was a challenging winter. I think our snow sports did everything they could to maximize a pretty rough winter. Summer looks like it's going to be warm and good. But I think we're now past this special time of what they used to call revenge travel coming out of the pandemic, where people felt not 100% safe to go out and saw limited travel until it came flooding back in huge numbers. I think that was the sense that gave people the false sense of, well, we don't need to fund Pure Michigan anymore. Look how many people are traveling regardless. Well, we've passed that era. We're back into a more normal era now. And if we don't continue to finance that program, you're going to start to see softer summer seasons, which is frankly what I'm hearing from a few of our members, that bookings aren't quite as strong as they've been in the last couple of years. And I think part of that is that we haven't had a robust campaign out there beyond the state lines of Michigan, encouraging people to come to the best state in the country.
Justin, I remember when this came out and the Pure Michigan ad campaign was so awesome. It's a little bit older now. Is it time for a new ad campaign, or you believe that it just has such staying power that we should put more money there?
Well, I tell you, I go around the country a lot with my colleagues who do what I do with other restaurant and hotel associations, and it's still the envy of every single one of those states. They wish they had the Pure Michigan branding, the tagline, and then the emotional connection that the ads still seem to draw from people. I think you can refresh versions of how we do the Pure Michigan campaign, but I think it would be foolish to start back over with something new. It's very likely it's not going to have the same panache, same power that the Pure Michigan campaign has. And so I think you stay with it and you just keep working around the edges a little bit to try to make it seem a little fresh.
Well, every marketing campaign needs to be refreshed, and so I think that's ongoing. I'm interested in this new Michigan Hospitality and Tourism Alliance that was formed. Who are they, and what are they doing? I know that they've asked for $50 million to be put into Pure Michigan this year. That's triple the current funding. I mean, I believe that good advertising doesn't cost, it pays, but that's a lot. How do you justify a tripling, and is there a diminishing return there?
Well, great question. I'll try to get a great couple of questions. We'll try to get a few of them there. The Michigan Hospitality and Tourism Alliance is, I think, the broader hospitality and tourism industry trying to unify its voice, something that maybe we didn't do as effectively as we could have during the pandemic, frankly. We all went into our own corners. We were all in an existential threat.
Sure.
And now I think we're unifying again to make clear how important this industry is to our economy. 500,000 jobs, second largest private employer, $50 billion of economic impact every year in Michigan. Those are big numbers, and to not invest in that is going to have negative impacts to the entire state. But I think you can't get past the fact that the data continually shows the Pure Michigan campaign brings in $9 of state and local tax revenue for every $1 we invest in it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that fluctuates up to 11 and maybe down to 8, but the return is better than pretty much everything we got going on out there. And I think Michigan taxpayers know that if you can have other people outside of the state of Michigan coming here and building our tax base, that means that's less that we have to put in ourselves to fund schools and roads and everything that makes Michigan great.
Should we capitalize on what happened here last week, the NFL draft, bring all those people here? It's time to kind of really capitalize on that.
What an amazing few days. I was there one of those days, Thursday night, and it was powerful. It was great to see Detroit in such a positive light. I've heard some early returns from our members on the restaurant and hotel side, and they are insane. I mean, I am telling you, they are people saying that they've made a month's worth of revenue in 3 days.
Wow.
They've never had 3 days like this. And
three
so
Black
it
Fridays.
It is a real shot in the arm. That's exactly right. So a great couple of days for this industry, and I think it's shown well. I think our hospitality was top shelf, and you know, hopefully that leads to new opportunities.
It'd make a great Pure Michigan spot, wouldn't it?
Oh, whoa.
I think it would. I think you should expect to see one, frankly.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, interesting. I know the governor proposed $20 million for the Make It in Michigan Competitiveness Fund. That's a lot to say. But so how do you think that could play here?
Yeah, I think there's a real sense that we need to recruit talent and we need to keep the talent we have here, those great college graduates, they give them a reason to stay here. So we support the campaign. I think the concern has been, and people have given the false choice that if we're going to invest in that, well, then it needs to come at the expense of travel and tourism. I think the two need to work together. I don't think you should disinvest in this industry, especially because of how much it returns for every dollar we invest. If we're going to prioritize talent retention, we need to also invest in travel and tourism. They don't need to be mutually exclusive.
All right. Justin Winslow, President and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
And coming up at 7:35, the newly formed Michigan Debate Task Force seeking a new way to hold debate, starting with this fall's U.S. Senate race. We'll talk about it coming up 7:35.